I've thought of foxes. Okay, yeah, foxes taking lambs. But seeing farmers on social media talking about wedge-tailed eagles, and in some cases, well, the eagles just seem really determined. So if this is a problem that you have solved, we've heard some really interesting solutions via social media too. I encourage you to call in. Ian Vandy is a crop and livestock producer on the Upper EP. Hello, Ian.
Yeah, how you going, Narelle?
Yeah, I'm all right. So where are you? Where's your farm on the Upper EP?
I just put that name. That's sort of my Twitter handle is Ian Vandy, but the name's Ian Vandenbrock. We're up on Upper Eyre Peninsula on at Pootra, which
Pootra.
Is on the upper west coast of Eyre Peninsula, I suppose.
And what happened, Ian?
I don't know. The other day, I was sort of a bit of a surprise for me, actually. Sort of, I was just going into a paddock that I had some ewes that had just finished lambing only a couple of weeks ago, and I sort of went in the paddock there, and I could just, as I went through there, I see up on the hill there a couple of young lambs, and a week or so old, or perhaps even a little bit older, just sitting up there in the sun, minding the business. And I drove past, and I did what I had to do there, and when I came back about 15 minutes later, I see a wedge-tailed eagle sort of in the same spot. And I just sort of went over there and had a look. And, he'd taken out both of those two lambs. He'd eaten, the juicy bits out of them by the look of it. He'd, underneath the jaw, he'd eaten the tongue on both of them, and he flew off and went there. So, yeah.
Oh, God.
It was a real shock, actually, because I know they scavenged, but I never thought they killed the healthy ones. I think, good healthy lambs.
Yeah, no, you would think, wouldn't you? You would think that maybe the sick lamb, that the bird would sort of think, oh, look, there's a little sick one. I might just have a meal on that, a snack on that. But, it surprises me to hear, like you said, the healthy lambs being targeted. So what do they do with the lamb? I mean, obviously they can't carry it off, although pretty big bird.
No, but what surprised me too was the fact that you'd taken both of them out in that shorter time. Like, not just one for the sake of a meal, like you'd taken the second one as well. And he just ate what he ate, ate what he could. And then the crows moved in on the rest and he flew off. So I don't know where he's gone, but hopefully he doesn't come back this way anyway.
I know. Frosty's making a good point that the wedge-tailed eagles are protected. Don't shoot or poison them. I don't think anyone's suggesting that that would be the case. But I am asking if people have got a solution, because you've had a few kind of interesting solutions that have been sent to you, Ian.
Yeah, I suppose that's right. And yeah, they are a protected species, so there's not an option there to destroy them, really, as far as I'm aware, anyway. There was one guy suggested putting a dead lamb inside a well mesh small cage in the paddock, less than the wingspan of the eagle. The eagle would come along and land on the edge of the well mesh and then hop in there and be unable to get out, and then just scare it with a dog to discourage it from doing that sort of thing again or being near a lamb again.
Yeah, so associating scary dogs with lambs. So the eagle thinks, okay, that's not a great source of food anymore. Perhaps I'll try something different. Ian Vandenbrock is my guest. We're talking about eagles taking lambs. Has this ever happened to you? 1-300-160-222. Is it happening more often?
Well, I'm not really sure, to be quite honest with you. That's, we've had that background population of, wedge-tailed eagles for years, but I don't know whether they're getting better or worse or whatever, but, whether they're just taking advantage of a new feed source or whatever. The numbers sort of vary a bit, but we've got probably, that I can see anyway, three or four cruising around, but other times you've got up to a dozen or so. But that's much later in the year, and it's in the summertime around the watering points, but yeah, I don't know what they're doing, really. I think, whether they're just taking advantage of that food source that sort of happens in the winter time, like from sort of lambing time, which is April, probably through September, I suppose.
Yeah. Are foxes a problem for you too, Ian?
They are to a certain degree, I suppose, but, we sort of deal with those. You can bait for those and, spotlight, etc. But these guys sort of... they've got no boundaries, I suppose. They sort of come in from wherever they come from, and they go back to wherever they come from as well. So they, and they're protected, of course, and just sort of a bit dumbfounded to see what to do now, because, I'm normally get quite good lambing percentages lambing later in the year, but, 100% and that sort of thing, but that mob of sheep I got in the other day and counted there, and there was sort of, we're sitting about 80, 85%, I suppose, so I don't know whether it's a late season or whether those guys have had a bit of a picking as well, but, I'll have to think about, some of those suggestions there might be,
that
practical.
People have made. Ian, well, good luck. I hope that you don't have to deal with this problem again. That's Ian Vanderbrook, who is crop and livestock producer on the Upper Eyre Peninsula. Anybody else that's having trouble with eagles, I'd love to hear from you. Here are some of the responses that were sent to Ian. Craig had said, they take a lamb on its own. I see the odd one killed. Not sure if all eagles do it, but mine rip the skulls open and they eat the brains first. If I find a lamb with just the brain eaten, I know it's eagles. Evo said, I found you don't want to be the first lambs dropping in the district north of the highway. And another response from Ellen says, I watched a pair of eagles separate a ewe from one of her twins. She was protecting one lamb while trying to work out how she could rescue the other one. It was mesmerising and it was horrifying to watch, and I ended up intervening so the ewe could get her lambs safely to the shelter of the creek. 0467 922 783 is my text line number. Louise, who's in Lucendale. So Louise, you've had trouble with eagles getting into your guinea fowl and your ducks.
Yeah, they do. And I know we're not the only ones in the district. So if the ducks or guinea fowl are out in the front paddock in the open, sometimes the eagles can make the most of it. There's pretty easy pickings for a mule there.
So they want to eat them. It's not just a territorial thing, Louise.
I don't know much about eagle behaviour, but I would say it's more just a food source for them. And it seems to be, like, if you have a bigger flock of the birds, they seem to look after each other a bit better, and the eagles won't come and get them so much. But if you've only got a handful, then they seem to be quite susceptible to getting taken.
Wow. Do they take off with them, or do they just kill one and eat it there?
One of them, actually, they dropped a duck, which was possibly a bit heavier. The guinea fowl, it did fly off with it, and I guess they're a bit lighter. There's not much to them under their funny feathers. So it did fly off with them. And we've never had any trouble with our lambs. I don't know if that's being further south from the other people that have had trouble, but touch wood, we don't have any trouble.
Yeah, I know.
That.
Touch wood, you don't. That's right. Yeah, for sure. So your guinea fowl and your ducks, are they pets or are you making a living out of them?
No, thank goodness. They're just pets.
Just
pets. We
don't
have that many of them. They're just pets. But it's still not very nice to see them getting carried off. Anyway, we've got about 9 guinea fowl now, and they seem to be looking. There's one older one in there, and I think she looks after them. So so far, so good with this lot.
Safety in numbers. Yeah.
Indeed.
Good on you. Thanks, Louise. Appreciate it. My phone number is 1300 160 222. Have you had a problem at all with eagles and your livestock in some form or other? Don't tell me that they've made off with a calf. I can't possibly believe that. But certainly having their way with the lambs and not just the sick ones. Rod is from Western Flat, which is near Bordertown. G'day, Rod.
How are you going?
Yeah, I'm well. Thank you. You've got an eagle challenge on your hands?
Oh, definitely an eagle challenge. There's one particularly nasty one of a trio of eagles around here. They seem to hunt together, but I've had them drop on twin lambs sleeping, quite healthy lambs, over a period of years now. They'll dive in and take their heads with the claws.
Oh my gosh.
Take the pair of them, and as I heard said earlier, they'll dive the beak into the skull. Only about 10 days ago, I had one stud lamb, Australian white stud lamb, about a fortnight old, quite a good lamb, out on its own, and an eagle dropped on it and crushed its skull.
Oh, my gosh.
They're terrible what they do to them.
Isn't it? And, it's horrific to watch. It's money lost for you, too. Rod, have you heard of any solutions, like any ways to try and deter the eagles?
No, I haven't. Mm. I would appreciate some suggestions, being as how they're a protected species. It's a worry.
Yes.
And they cost me a lot of money, they do.
Yeah, yeah. Rod, well, thank you.